Now this is a dictation for Christine, Christine Rocha, Rocha, May 14, 33, addressed as a letter to Amanda, Amanda, Key, or Keys, Keys, and P, 5830669. Dear Amanda, follow-up for Christine with low sodium concentration, presently normal kidney function, comes accompanied with her daughter. She uses a walker. Isolated emergency room evaluation for chest pain, negative for heart attack. Although pro-BNP was elevated, to see cardiology, Dr. Pakis, PACIS for CHF, underlying atrial fibrillation. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Review medications, notice the beta blockers Eliquis. Present weight 100, blood pressure nurse 140/94. Lungs were clear. Heart rate less than 90, no pericardial wrap, no gross ascites, minimal edema, very pleasant, non-focal, looks frail, however. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry review. Shows normal kidney function. Anemia 11.7, chronically low platelets. Normal potassium, acid, base, albumin, calcium, normal liver testing. Sodium 131, which is chronic. She did have a CT scan of the lumbar spine, no fracture, does have osteopenia. Pro-BNP elevated, 4,000. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hyponatremia. Question related to CHF. Preserved kidney function. Normal potassium acid base. Prior thyroid studies normal. Explain patient and daughter. What is the meaning of this? This doesn't mean that she needs to eat more sodium. This is not a sodium problem, which of course will exacerbate any CHF, underlying AFib. This means how her body is handled better. She is going to restrict some fluid intake. In a few days, we are going to update sodium concentration. We will do a urine sodium and osmolality. Only should discuss at length with the patient and family. End of dictation.